We continue our learning. We're in Makos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer. Batchila, which means at the beginning of the Mishpat, of the judgment of every Rotzeach, Echad Shogeg Vechad Mezid Makdimin La'orei Miklat. Whether you're Shogeg or even a Mezid, and we mentioned this before, if you killed even a Mezid, Makdimin La'orei Miklat, you run away to the Irmak right away. Because the Pasuk says in Dvarim Yotes, V'chi Yehish Sonei L'Re'ehu, V'arav Lo V'kamalav, V'ko Nefesh HaMeis, and he killed him. V'nas Elachas HaRimo'el, the Torah does not distinguish between someone who killed a Mezid or killed b'shogeg. Sounds like if you kill b'mezid, you can run away to the irmiklat batchila, certainly at the beginning. Uveisdin, in the beisdin of that city where the person killed, which is the Sanhedrin Katana, the 20 beisdin of 23, shochanu b'vien oso misham. So then what do? Then we take the person, the perpetrator, out of the irmiklat, and we have to judge him. Because the pasuk then says, v'shalchu ziknei iro v'lakucho oso misham. Mishan is chayev misa b'veisdin. If he's chayev misa, because we realize he had hasraya, warning and killed b'mezid, haraguhu, so then he's going to be killed. B'shalon is chayev misa, if he left innocent, pitaru, so then he's exempt. Mishan is chayev golos, that they realized that he killed b'shogeg, marzirin osolim komo. So then we return him after the judgment. He goes back to the Ir Miklat that he ran away from. Shnei Amar, Mishnah quotes the Pasuk, Veheshivu oso ha'eda el Ir Miklato. And the Pasuk concludes, although the Mishnah doesn't quote the rest of the Pasuk, Hasher nas shama, that Ir Miklat that he ran to originally, V'yashav ba al Admos ha'kohen ha'gadol, Hasher mashach oso b'shem ha'kodesh, and he waits there until, and lives there until the Kohen Gadol passes away. And only then does he return home. Echad Mashuach b'shem ha'mishcha. So once we mention the Kohen Gadol, Mishnah is going to explain which Kohen Gadol we're speaking of, that if he passes away, the Rotzeach can leave the Ir Miklat. There's really only one Kohen Gadol. So the answer is, well, different times in history. We had, before the days of Yoshiyahu, we had the Shemen HaMishcha. So here we have, so if you have a Kohen Gadol who was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, so though the Kohen Gadol in the time of Bais Rishon until Yoshio passed away, so that's one type of Kohen Gadol who, if he passes away, the person, the Rotzeach, leaves the Ir Miklat. But even Ve'echad HaMaru BeBigadim, even beyond the passing of Yoshio and Bizban Bais Shemi, there's no Shemen HaMishcha, there's no anointing oil at all, and the Kohen Gadol only was dedicated, became a Kohen Gadol by putting on the 8 begadim. Instead of 4, he wore 8, and that's how he was mischanech himself. Nonetheless, that's also considered a Kohen Gadol for this purpose, that if he passes away, the Rotzeach gets to leave the Ir Miklat. And the Echad Sha'avar Mimishichaso. Not only that, even a Kohen Gadol who was removed because he had a psul, he was tamei, let's say. So what happens then? So the halacha is that there's a Kohen Gadol who comes and takes his place. So once the Kohen Gadol, though, now is no longer disqualified, he's a metahir himself, he goes back to his post. So what happens to the Kohen who took his place, the Skan Kohen who took his place? This is what we call a Kohen Sha'avar Mimishichaso. He played the role of a Kohen Gadol a little bit, but now he's been removed from that position because the Kohen Gadol now is once again is qualified to serve. So even the passing of that Kohen Gadol, who took over for the Kohen Gadol a little bit, that also will allow the Rotzeach to leave the Ir Miklat. All of these, this Echad Mashuach b'Shemen HaMishcha again, Echad Hamrum b'Gadim, even without Shemen HaMishcha, and the Echad Sha'avar b'Mishicha So, Machzir in HaRotzeach, he's able to leave. Now, why all of these three types of Kohen and Gadolim? Maybe it should only be the Kohen Gadol himself, not the one who took his place, and only have Shemen HaMishcha, because it says Kohen Gadol three times in the parsha of Ir Miklat Bamidbar Lamed Hei. It says Yashav Ba Admos HaKohen HaGadol. That's one. Ki Meir Ir Miklato Yeshev Admos HaKohen HaGadol. There's number two. Va'acharei Mos HaKohen HaGadol. There it is the third time. Yashuv HaRotzeach El Rotzeach Uzoso. So that's where we learn any one of these three Kohen and Gadolim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Mishuach Melchama. He says another type of Kohen who passes away also will allow the Rotzeach to return home. That's the Mashuach Melchama. That's the Kohen. If you look in Devar Devarim, Perichov, there the Kohen who came out to war with them and gave them the pep talk before they went out to war, even his passing would allow the Rotzeach to go home. Machzer Sarotzeach, where does he learn this from? Because the Pasuk says, Loshuv Losheves Ba'aretz Amos HaKohen. So there it says Kohen, so there's a special Kohen, another type of Kohen, that's the Meshuach Melchama. But the Chachamim say no, it doesn't say HaKohen HaGadol, and therefore we follow the Chachamim that a Meshuach Melchama is like a regular Kohen, and in his passing would not allow the Rotzeach to return home. Lefikach, and because of the fact that the Kohanim Gedolim, upon their passing, allow the Gola to return home, Imosein Shal Kohanim, the mothers of these Kohanim Gedolim, Misapkos Lahem Michyo Ksus, would provide for the Rotzchim who were in Golas, food and clothing, Kedesha Lo Yispalu, Al Benem Sheimusu, so that the Rotzchim in these cities, in the Ari Mikla, would not daven that their sons, the Kohanim Gedolim, would die. Mishenig Bardino, after there was a Gemar Din to go to Golos, then Mace Kohen Gadol, before he was able to go to Golos, the Kohen Gadol died, Hareze Eino Golem. He does not go into Golos at all. Why not? So the Gemara learns the Kavah Homer. If someone who was already in Golos would leave because it's the passing of the Kohen Gadol, so someone had a Gemar Din to go to Golos, is it not a Kavah Homer that he should not have to go to Golos at all? That is, so that's the Kavah Homer, why if a person had a Gemara Din to go to Golos, and then the Kohen Gadol died, he doesn't go to Golos at all. Im ad shelo nigmar dino, meis Kohen Gadol, but let's say he didn't have a Gemara Din just yet, and the Kohen Gadol died, Uminu acher tachtavin, and they appointed another Kohen Gadol in his place, la'achar mikei nigmar dino, and then after that he had a Gemar Din to go to Golos, then chozer b'misasso shoshen. Now we have to wait, it's almost like Avelus. If you get a couple of minutes of Avelus before Yantav, so the whole Avelus, the whole Shiva is canceled. But if you don't get that in, so then you have the entire Shiva pushed off till afterwards. Similar idea here. If they had a Gemar Din, and then Kohen Gadol died, so then he doesn't go to Golos. But if he didn't have yet a Gemar Din, he was in court, they were deliberating, and the Kohen Gadol died, and now they gave him a Gemar Din, and now there's a new Kohen Gadol, so now he has a Gemar Din, so now he has to go to Golos, and in Chozer B'Misaso Shosheni, he has to wait till the passing of the new Kohen Gadol in order to leave. The Gemara explains why. The Pasuk says, V'yashav ba admos ha-Kohen ha-Gadol asher mashach oso b'shemen ha-Kodesh. Sounds like it's saying, he, the Goler, the Rotzeach, stays in the Ir Miklat, until the passing of the Kohen Gadol, who he, the Rotzeach, anointed with the Shemen HaKodesh, with the anointing oil, the Chihu Moshcho, the Gemara asks, he's doing the anointing. Now, the Pasuk is coming to teach us that he's Chozer B'Misaso HaKohen, B'Misas HaKohen HaGadol, Shenim Shach B'Yamav. That's the idea. Hashem Moshach Oso B'Shemen HaKodesh. It's as if this Rotzeach is the one who's anointed the Kohen Gadol in the sense that it has to be a Kohen. He returns with the passing of the Kohen Gadol, who was Nimshach, who was appointed in his day, meaning from the moment that he became a Rotzeach. So he has to wait till that Kohen Gadol, after his Gemar Din, and after that Kohen Gadol dies. Why should this Kohen Gadol, though, be punished, so to speak, that with his passing, it should return this person, when this person killed, this Kohen Gadol wasn't there? When, if someone killed B'Shogeg, and there was a Kohen Gadol in charge, so you could say, we could blame it, Kohen Gadol should have been davening more, protected Am Yisrael, then no one should die, no one should kill, but this Kohen Gadol was not even a Kohen Gadol at that time. So the answer is, he should have been Mevakesh Rachman, he should have davened that the Gemar Din should be for Zuchus, and not for Chova, and because he didn't do so, Gemar Makos, Daf Yud Aleph says, that's why the passing of this Kohen Gadol will send this Rotzeach home. Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin, Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol. Let's say he had a Gemar Din for Golos, but there's no Kohen Gadol around at that time. Kohen Gadol had died before the Gemar Din, but they didn't appoint another Kohen Gadol in his place. Or Hahori Kohen Gadol. Let's say the person himself killed the Kohen Gadol B'Shogeg over Kohen Gadol Shaharim, or the Kohen Gadol killed someone B'Shogeg, and according to the Rambam, even in these last two cases, speaking about where the Gemar Din took place before they appointed a new Kohen Gadol, in all of these cases, Eino Yotzei Misham La'olam. He goes to Golos and cannot leave the Ir Miklat ever. And this would be true even if they eventually appoint a new Kohen Gadol. The passing of that new Kohen Gadol does not return the Rotzach for the Irmer. Why? Because since that Kohen Gadol was not there at the time of his Gemar Din, the Misa of that Kohen Gadol is not Mechaper, does not give atonement for him to go home. And some say when it comes to the case where he killed a Kohen Gadol, so then even if they appoint someone in his place, and only then he had a Gemara Din, he still doesn't leave there forever. Anyway, then the Mishnah says, Ve'eno Yotze, and this is talking about anyone who was sent into Golus, does not leave his Ir Miklot lo le'edus mitzvah, cannot leave and say, oh, I have an excuse, well, I know Edus HaChodesh, I saw the new moon, so I have to run to the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim in order to testify. No, you can't do that, and not any other Devar Mitzvah either. V'lo le'edus mamon, he knows testimony is someone for a financial matter. V'lo le'edus nefashos, he knows testimony about someone potentially who would be convicted in a court of 23. Even if the Am Yisrael needs such a person, even if it's like he's like the general, like Yoav ben Tzruya, where we need him to help us to deliver us from our enemies, he cannot leave until the passing of the Kohen Gadol. And if he leaves, he's mafkir himself, and the Goel Hadam, the avenger of the blood, that relative, is able to kill him. And if he dies in that city, so then they bury him in the city. Shenemar, and the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk, Hasher Nas Shama. What do I mean, Shama? Shamtehe Dira. So that's where his residence is. Shamtehe Misa. So that's where he's going to die if the Kohen Gadol doesn't die prior to him. Shamtehe Kibroso, and that is where he's going to be buried. If, let's say, he dies after Gemar Din, but before he was sent into Golos, we actually have to bring his bones, the body, to the Ir Miklat. And when the Kohen Gadol dies, then we can bring the bones back to Kivrei Avosav to reinter him then in his ancestral burial plot. Kishem Shoir Koletes, Kach Tuchuma Kolet. Comes the Mishnah to teach us that just like the city where the Ir Miklat is able to absorb and serve as a city of refuge for the Golef of the Rotzeach, where the Gol Hadam, the Avenger of the Blood, is not permitted to kill him as long as he's in the city, so to the Tchum, the 2,000 Amos around the city's Kolet could absorb him as well, and the Goel Adam cannot kill him there either. Rotzeach sheyatzo chutz la'tchum u'mitzo'o Goel Adam. Let's say the Rotzeach leaves, so now the Goel Adam finds him. Here we have a machlokus, whether there's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam to kill him, or he is permitted to kill him. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer mitzvah biad Goel Hadam to kill him. Why? Because the pasuk says, U'matzo'o so Goel Hadam michutz l'gvul ir meklato viratzach Goel Hadam eserotzeach. Rabbi Yossi Aglili believes, since it says viratzach and not imratzach, viratzach sounds like it's a mitzvah. Urishus biad kol adam. So it's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam, and it's Rishus, we give permission to other people to kill him, to kill this Rotzeach as well, if he leaves the Ir Miklat or leaves the Tchum. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rishus biad Goel Adam, v'chol adam ein chayav en olav. And I disagree. Goel Adam doesn't have a mitzvah to kill him, he's permitted to kill him. The pasuk doesn't say Yirtzach, it says Viratzach, which means if he chooses to kill him, he's able to do so. What about other people? According to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam, and others are permitted to do so. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's only Rishus, permission for the Goel Adam. What about everybody else? So everybody else is usher for them to kill the Rotzeach, but if they do so, ein chayv an alav, it says ein lo dam, they can't do so, but they're not chayv misa if they do so. And some actually have the girsa in our Mishnah, not v'chol adam ein chayv an alav, v'chol adam chayav an alav, are actually chayv misa for killing the Rotzeach if you're not the Goel Hadam. So machlokes, how to understand the Mishnah. And we follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that there's no mitzvah to kill for the Goel Hadam to kill the Rotzeach. Then the Mishnah says, Ilan shehu omei besocha tchum v'nofo note chutz la tchum. You have a tree. It's within the tchum of the 2,000 amos of the Ir Miklat. But it's nof, the branches are leaning outside of the tchum. Oh, omei chutz la tchum. Let's say the tree, the trunk, is within the is outside the tchum v'nofo, and the branches are note besocha tchum. Branches are hanging inside the tchum of the Ir Miklat. Hakol holech achar hanof. Everything follows the branches, and the Gemara explains it doesn't really mean that. It means hakol holech af achar hanof. We can follow even the branches, which means whether the ikar, the trunk of the tree, was within the tchum, even though its nof, the branches, were hanging outside the tchum, or the nof, the branches are within the tchum and the ikar is out, the trunk is outside, this ilon is considered as if it's within the entire tchum of the ir miklat, and if the rotzach is found either under the branches or next to the trunk, he's considered within the tchum of the ir miklat, and you can't kill him. So this is one of those cases where we try to protect the rotzach, and under both circumstances, we assume, obviously, if he's not under the tree at all, and he's outside the tchum, there's nothing to discuss, the goel adam can kill him. But here, we are makil for the rotzach, we protect him, no matter where he is, by the trunk or under the branches, as long as one of those things is within the city, he is protected, within the tchum. Harag ba'osaha, here, golem mishkun l'shkun. Let's say the rotzeach, he's in the mirklet, and now he kills someone else b'shogeg. So where should he go? He's already in Golos. He should go from one neighborhood to the other within the same city, but he can't leave the city because of the first ritzicha. It says, ki miklato, ki b'miklato yishev. He has to stay there. The ear, sheklato, so kvar. He has to remain in the city that absorbed him, city of refuge that absorbed him from the beginning. But Ben Levi, let's say Ben Levi killed b'shogeg in his city. Now he's living in an ear miklat. So what does he do? So golemi ear le'ir. He goes from one ear miklat to another. He's able to leave because he didn't go to Golos for the first time. He was living in that city. That was his residence. So therefore, he will leave that city to go to another.